afternoon for the first official media briefing of the 21st edition of African Senior Athletics Championship, Asaba 2018. It is important that we start this championship with this press briefing so that members of the LOC, represented by the chairman, the president of the CAA, and athlete representative have the chance of interacting with members of the media, and of course a representative of governments to also make remarks. So, in this order, we are going to start with an opening remarks by the chairman of the local organizing committee of the 21st edition of the Africa Senior Athletics Championship Asaba 2018, Chief Solomon Oba. Chairman, sir. A round of applause for him. Thank you so much.
You need to stand now. Harrison.
Balance it was it took and balance it. Somebody needs to be on his right side for counseling.
Your Excellency, the Governor of Delta State, represented by the Honorable Commissioner for Information, Mr. Patrick Luka, Your Excellency, the President of the Confederation of African Athletics, Colonel Karl Kaba Mabun, the Director General of the Confederation of African Athletics, we call him Wari Boy, Mr. Lamin Fati. Our Commonwealth gold medalist in the 100 hurdles, Ms. Toby Lola Amuson, members of the fourth REM, particularly those of sports, our consultant who has made, who has made our dream come true. We had a very tall ambition in trying to host the best African senior championship ever. And by the grace of God, that ambition is coming to fruition. Sorry, I didn't see somebody. I think they come here. The Secretary General of the Olympic Committee of Cameroon, Mr. David Ojong. Ladies and gentlemen, let me quickly welcome you to this press conference by the LOC and the Confederation of African Athletics. Your Excellency, when you came to this place in November 2017, I'm sure you had reservations whether this place would be ready. I saw your countenance when you came in now. I want to say that the government and people of this state, they've given us all the support that we needed to make this championship a reality. Everything that will make the championship what we want it to be is in place. Like you already know, this is a record-breaking championship because we have exceeded all the benchmarks. We have almost 52 countries. 48 of them came for the DRN, and we've had four more. So that's about 52 countries that are going to participate. As I speak, we have more than 90% of the athletes already in the country. And we also have a record number of foreign journalists who have come to cover the championships. I can tell you that at the end of the championships, we are going to have a compendium of materials that the CAA will use to market this program going forward. We've had a very interactive website to talk about the championships, and currently we are trending as the number one news in this country for the past weeks. assure you that athletics, sports, if you do sports and you don't have a capacity crowd, then nothing is happening. But I can assure you that we are going to have a capacity crowd in this championship. And I think that is what the CAA wants, more than the money.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you too that we've had very top athletes from Africa who are already in the country to take part in our championship. That is a challenge that we've always had in the past. But in this championship, most of our top stars, those who are not injured, are already here. And that is good for the image of the championships. Your Excellency, we are going to take this event live. We are not doing delayed broadcast. We are going to do it live, and we are going to provide the feeds to every station in Africa and the world. Some of the stations have asked us for what they will pay in case they need to do commercials. I think that has been sorted out. But our intention is to have it even free, so that at the end of the championship, we want to be able to track the number of viewership that follow this event. We are also mindful of the fact that the European Championship is taking place at the same time with us, so we are going to be competing for the airwaves around the world. Luckily, most of the world champions and Olympic champions come from Africa, so we believe that we'll be able to attract more followership at the end of next week. Having said that, Your Excellency, we have also provided a world-class medical facilities, one in this building and outside the stadium, where any situation can be handled. After this, I think we will have a talk that what we have put in place, any situation, God forbid, but any situation that is our ugly head can be handled. So we'll provide that. And we are also going to mix sports with entertainment. So for the 5 days of this event, we are going to have musical entertainment every day to keep the youth going. We are going to do that. And we have also decided, sir, to also do prize money for the first time to reward the top players. We have also decided that there should be gate fees because we want to also be able to control the crowd. But from what is happening, a lot of these tickets have been bought. We also have nationally, the media in Nigeria, they've been very supportive, and I think there's no media in Nigeria, whether print or electronics, that is not in this room, that have not come. And we also try to support them by also assuaging some of the things they will need, like accommodation, to the best of our ability. Your Excellency, we're also for the first time going to have a media workshop by the IAF for athletic journalists in these championships. And they are coming with a crew of 15 people to be able to let our journalists understand the new way, the new thinking of our sports. So we're going to do that at this championship. We're also going to have another seminar by CAA for media. Also, I think they picked somebody from Nigeria to be part of the CAA crew. We're also going to have that. Then, finally, Your Excellency, we have created an environment that will be very conducive and peaceful for everybody that will be visiting Asaba, so that the memory of Asaba will linger on in the minds of Africa for a very long time. We have good shopping malls where you can relax after the games. We have good restaurants where you can relax. We have good lounges where you can also, and they're all very safe. And the full deployment of security of the state is also present. And by the grace of God, we might have Mr. President visited because we already got signals of his advanced people coming. So we will have the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria be in attendance. for the championship.
Mr. President, this is how far we've gone, and I will graciously invite you to talk to us so that if there are one or two questions, we can address them. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. That was the chairman of the local organizing committee for Asaba 2018, Chief Solomon Nova, giving us his opening remarks. While he was doing that, the chairman of the Delta State Sports Commission and vice chairman of the local organizing committee, Chief Tolobo Kokowa, just walked in. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Next will be remarks coming from the representative of His Excellency the Governor of Delta State. Patrick Oka is the Commissioner for Information, representing His Excellency the Governor. Honorable Commissioner, sir.
Mr. President, Chairman of the Organizing Committee, and of course, gentlemen of the press. For me, on behalf of His Excellency, is to say to you, welcome to Asaba, Delta State. Asaba is an emerging city, and you know that when you host a tournament of this magnitude, what you talk about is legacy. And for us as a government, the stadium we are in now holding this press conference is our joy, is a massive legacy that children of today and of tomorrow will be happy that we did. Today, sports occupies a very important position in the growth of our youth. And we know that those days when we were growing up, when you talk of football and athletics, then you think you have completed everything about sports. We have provided that. We are happy about this, and we hope that you all are also happy with us. But above it all, Asaba is a very peaceful city. Feel free to move around. Feel free to visit areas of tourism in this town. For information, this is one of the areas that Mango Park went through, and we have what we call the anchorage. It's not far away from here. You can walk down to such places. We have some wonderful waterfalls, like the Mbala in Okpanam. We have so many Otogu Beach and so many places you can visit and enjoy yourself in Asaba. I can assure you of one thing, that when you are in Asaba, you don't have to think too much, because you'll be relaxed, you enjoy what is happening here, and we have wonderful relaxation areas where you can go to. But the good message is that this is Asaba, land of peace, a place where you'll be happy that you came to. So I pray that you have a memorable time in Asaba, enjoy the beautiful athletics you are going to see here, and of course, we all are going to be here with you and the governor, and we hope we all have a memorable time. Once again, I say welcome, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Your Excellency here, represented by the Honorable Commissioner for Information, Delta State, Honorable Patrick Oka. Thank you so much, sir. We also would like to now invite the representative of the athletes, and she's one of Nigeria's finest, Commonwealth gold medalist in the 100 meters hurdles, Commonwealth Games. She's here representing Nigeria. Oluwa Tobiloba Musan is here with us, and she will be giving us some remarks. Tobiloba, thank you.
Good evening, everybody, and I want to say good evening, sirs, and for giving me the opportunity to be here to be able to represent the athletes. Pretty much about the championship, I want to say thank you to Delta State Government and for the CAA President for giving us the opportunity to host this major championship. I want to say we athletes of Nigeria, we're going to make everybody proud, and we're going to put our best foot out there and give it our all, and trust me, we are going to come out with victory.
Thank you. Short, powerful comments there. Right, let's now go straight to the President of the Confederation of African Athletics, His Excellency Ahmed Kakaba, some remarks before we go straight to the question and answer session. Your Excellency.
The representative of the governor, the chairman of the local organizing committee, representative of the athletes, representative of all the media here. First of all, I would like to say good afternoon and welcome to that press conference. And before going on with my short speech, I would like to ask you to give hands to the lady here, to the athletes, because without the athletes, we are not here. So, congratulations for winning the gold in the Commonwealth. I was there, I was in Gold Coast, and I was proud of you when you went to the gold. So, you can understand my emotion. I'm really impressed by what I'm seeing here. I had been here last year. I met the governor, and the governor told me that event will happen, and we, the people of the Delta State, we will support very strongly that event. I visited the stadium. I didn't believe that this stadium could host that event this year. So I'm very happy, and I'm proud of what has been achieved. So I would like to ask my neighbor here to forward to convey my gratitude on behalf of the Confederation of African Athletics to Governor Okowa, to the Governor of Delta States. And I met also the Minister of Youth and Sports in London. And the minister told me that the government, the federal government of Nigeria, will support fully the event here in Asaba. So I would like also to express my gratitude to the highest authority of the country, Nigeria. My brother, chairman of the local organizing committee, Dr. Ogba, so he is my great, great brother, friend. We decided to come here. Without him, I couldn't believe that Asaba were able to host the event. But you did a good job. And thank you. Now Asaba is not going to host the championship. We will have tomorrow the council meeting of the CAA. Maybe some important decision should be taken tomorrow for the future of our sports. And tomorrow night we will have the Hall of Fame here in Asaba to celebrate the best athlete of Africa, those who decided to live in this continent and to perform for Africa. It will be for us an important event, and then the championship later on. I will say that the best athletes of Africa will be here. They are already here, and we are going to select the best of them for representing Africa in our team for the Continental Cup in September in Ostrava. We are competing against the Americas, Asia and Pacific, Europe and Africa. So we hope that our representative will take high the flag and the honor of the African continent. Those few information can allow the post to give, can give you the importance of the event that Asaba is hosting. So now, if there are some questions, I'm ready that all of us here would bring the right answer to the press. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Excellency, President of the CAA. Thank you. We go straight to Q&As now, question and answer sessions, and we'll be taking just three questions because of time. And the first question will come from Tunde Eletumi of the Premium Times. Tunde, first question.
Good afternoon, everybody. My question is directed to the President, when you look at the caliber of athletes that we have present here, I would like to know the criteria in which the CAA will be selecting the team from the continent to the intercontinental. What criteria will
The decision that our coaches made for the selection is the one and two here in this event. Each event will represent the continent in the team. But if there are two athletes from the same country come first and second, then we will select the first, because we are not allowed to have two athletes from the same country to represent the team. And then we know that some best athletes of Africa are injured. This case could be managed with the leaders of the team.
Thank you so much, CA President. Next question will be coming from the BBC. And from the BBC, we've got Adenil Mali. Your question?
Thank you so much. I have two questions. The first one goes to the President of the CAA. So we have two sides from Africa, that is Kenya and Ethiopia, placed along the countries that are being watched keenly over doping issues. So do you believe there is an unfair treatment of Africa over its dominance in athletics, or do you believe that we are not ready to run clean as a country? And what do you believe will be your legacy in solving the menace as far as African athletics is concerned? My second question is for the LOC chairperson, Mr. Solomon. So you say that, with apologies to other African countries, that this tournament is extraordinary compared to the previous ones. But this morning we saw that going and preparation is not as expected as early. Maybe what are some of the extraordinary things you put in place apart from the technology and stuff? Thank you. Those are my questions.
Well, that question is known, and you remember that in 2016, before the Olympic Games, Kenya was seriously under suspicion, and sometime we thought that Kenya could be suspended to take part in the Olympic Games. But it didn't happen because we think that all the athletes from Kenya or from Ethiopia are not guilty. Some of them, certainly, they are guilty. If an athlete is guilty, there is a sanctions against the athlete. Suspension from 2 years, 4 years, or anyway. But we cannot suspend, they cannot suspend the country. But you see, in sports, in athletics, the winner is, people are focusing on the winner, like this man from Jamaica, Bolt. People are wondering, is he in doping or what? Is he clean? So this is the opinion of, from people outside. We are working to educate our athletes not to cheat. And we are also making a lot of control. And now we have more control than before during the competition and out of the competition. It is difficult to say that a human being can follow 100% the rules. But those who are following the rules are the majority. So we don't think that there is any doubt for fighting the doping, and we are sensitizing Ethiopia, Morocco, the great country of sports, of athletics. We are sensitizing them to educate the athletes. And also, the entourage of the athletes must understand that it is not good for the athletes to go to use doping for winning the event. And the other things is the managers. I think 90% of the managers are from Europe. And they want to use the performance of the athlete for getting money within the one-day events, like the Diamond Leagues or other events. So now also we are targeting those managers. They must stop to push our athletes to doping. This is the answer that I can give to you for the moment. But we are sure we are fighting very strongly the doping in our sports.
Well, thank you very much for your question. If I may ask you, when is the championship starting? Next month. On the first, next month. So we can put finishing touches to what we're doing, because we have not started.
From when we start, every area we are going to be using will be 100% ready. That's number one. Number two, you talked about the area, what have we done differently? Since I became president many years ago, I've gone to 4 championships, and I always crave that Africa can do better. So when we have this opportunity, we want to do what we see at the world level. That is why everything you are seeing, even from the issue of the timing, from the ticket life, real time, we want to make sure that happens so that we can have a good narrative about our sports for Africa. Because the biggest problem we have, we didn't have a property to market. We didn't have that, but that is going to be a thing of the past. We also try to do what they call a DRM, which means delegation registration meeting, where every country will come to say, yes, this is our registration for this event, and sign off. So that when the time comes and you are falling short of the road, they show you what you've done. Now we have a clear understanding of how many rooms we need for athletes and officials because of DRM. So we are not going to likely have problems in doing the start list. So by tomorrow when we have the technical meeting, everything is going to be on point. These are things that we never saw before and we are trying to bring. And at the end of this championship, we are going to give a compendium to the CAA to be a guiding document going forward for all our events. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chairman of the NOC. Now, we like to call on the Chairman of the Sports Writers Delta States, Azuka Chemeka. Your question for the officials in the high tech world.
Chairman, sir, President, sir. My question is for Chairman LOC. Chairman, sir, Deltans are eager to know what is your responsibility in ensuring they have a very cage-free championship. What part are they going to play? And secondly, while speaking, you mentioned gate takings. Why the gate taking, sir? Thank you very much.
Do I take it from the reverse order?
Yes.
This stadium is 22,000 seater. And if we allow a free gate, we might have crisis. So we want some major control so that people come in. And people, I mean, if you come in today, you might not have ticket for tomorrow, some other person to come. So we're trying to make sure we get to the tone of everybody, number one. Number two, every Delta in Asaba and Enviro is an ambassador for Nigeria because Asaba is the host city for Nigeria. So we must be ambassador to everybody. That is, we must be friendly to all our visitors. Well, this is an African event. We must make Africa feel African. I mean, Africans cannot come here and feel that they're in Europe. No, they must feel that they're in Africa. So every Deltan have a responsibility of making all our visitors, all our brothers and sisters from the entire continent of Africa to feel at home. That is my message. Thank you.
Thank you so much, gentlemen of the press. Well, thank you for the questions asked. We go straight to the chairman of the Delta States Sports Commission, who is also the vice chairman of the local organizing committee, Chief Tolobo Kokowa, for his voting rights. Chairman.
I want to observe all protocols. First of all, let me thank the gentlemen of the press. You've been so wonderful. We've been working hard right from the time that we started building the stadium. You followed up every time there's inspection. You're always there for us. And you've been telling the world what we've been doing. I thank you, and I need you to applaud yourself. Thank you very much. And you're still doing that thing that you know how to do best. So far today, you've been wonderful. Right from the start, during the Voices of the Flag, to the inspection of the stadium by the governor of the state, and now you're here. And I know you are going to continue to give us all the support that we need. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And with that,
now I want to thank our CAA president for deeming fit to give this competition to Nigeria. And we're talking about the whole city, Asaba. You have demonstrated love, because when you came, I remember, sir, when we brought you for inspection into this arena here, into this stadium, you looked at it. Maybe some other people would have said, no, it's not possible for Asaba to host this. How long will it take to put this stadium right? But I remember that day, we promised you we're going to do it. I know you had a little doubt in your mind, but today is a dream come true. I thank you for believing in us, and God bless you, sir. And the rest of the members of the CAA, thank you for coming. All the African members that are here present, I want to thank you, and waiting to see you out there to good, good, good performance. Welcome home. Asaba is your second home. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chairman of the Sports Commission, Vice Chairman LOC. Chief Tony Okoro, I appreciate you, sir. National Anthem of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Yeah, your name, position, your own handwriting.